Today we're going to be focusing today on the highlights of Yevamot Lamed Vav. Wanted to focus, there are a lot of very interesting ideas here. Many, many interesting ideas on this daf. There's discussions about Miut Hamatsui, a small minority or a significant minority. When are we concerned with it? When are we not concerned with it? Very, very important. We have ideas of Hachamim Asu Chizuk L'Divrihem Yotem Mishel Torah, that sometimes the Chachamim are stricter about their halachot than regarding Torah, because the Torah, people are going to be careful about it. Chachamim, they're worried that people are going to be mizalzel, are going to take it lightly, and therefore they were more machmir about putting protection to the Dinei Drabanan. We have the concept of Kinyan Peirot. Is that considered to be Kinyan Aguf? There are a lot of very, very central, very, very important ideas that appear in this daf. However, what I wanted to focus on is this concept of Mu'ber of Loisa Adam Mu'ber Chavero Meinekat Chavero, that the Chachamim forbade us to marry forbade a man to marry a woman who is pregnant from another man, even if you waited the 3 months. And she's nursing a child from another husband. You can't marry such a woman as long as she's meineket. Now, this is not an easy halacha to observe. So this means if a woman, let's say, gets divorced and while she's pregnant, God forbid, you know, we shouldn't have such a horrible situation. But this creates a difficult situation. Normally, a woman has to wait 3 months before she can remarry. Okay, that's certainly very, very reasonable. But to require more than that, that's a lot to demand from a woman in a situation, and that's from a couple in that situation. That could be if you're going to wait for let's say a woman's pregnant. Let's say she's 2 months pregnant when she gets divorced. And then you have to wait, okay, she waits 3 months. But basically, she's going to have to wait 8 months of pregnancy, and the 24 months of nursing, in Chazal's way of perspective, it's 2 years for nursing. So that's 33 months. That's 33 months before she's going to be able to be remarried. That's almost 3 years. So for a young woman, that's a rough situation. Is there any room to be lenient about this? So we actually do find some of the posukim who are lenient. Some of the posukim wanted to, first of all, they wanted to knock it down to the meineket chavero, to knock it down to 18 months instead of 24 months that woman is considered to be nursing. Because there are opinions in the Mishnah that it's 18 months that a woman nurses as opposed to 2 months. Okay. So that's one way to be more lenient about this. And the other ways to be lenient about it are as follows. This is the way Rav Moshe Feinstein, where he was lenient about it, and you have Tshuvot about this, and you have Be'a Omer, these difficult situations where this is was rough for a situation. God forbid. You know, I think we had this in the yeshiva in my day, in the Milchemet Levanon, Milchemet Shalag, a woman husband passed away, but she was pregnant with her husband's child. So does that mean she can't get remarried for another 2 years? That's rough. So Rav Moshe Feinstein was lenient if she sets aside money. The husband sets aside money to make sure that the child is going to have there's enough money to be able to support the child and to nurse the child. Because I think the concern that they had was that since it's not his child, the husband's not going to provide sufficient money to be able that will provide for this woman's child. And so therefore we don't want to get married, and in this way she's not going to take care of that, not going to nurse that child properly. But if the money is set aside for this woman, so maybe ready then the posukim want to come up, but that's already for the that's already for the eitzah for her to get married. But whatever it is, bottom line is you have you have important tshuvot in the Abia Omer, where there are bisman hazeh, there's a serious concern about this, about the meineket chaveiro, muberet chaveiro. Is there muberet chaveiro, not so much room to be lenient about, but the meineket chaveiro, to be extending so long, is there room to be lenient? The posukim try to find room for leniency on that in our day. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much briyut.